USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been criticizing the House impeachment probe, with lawmakers to hear from two more witnesses this week. Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York appeared on ABC's This Week.
We think that there's growing support for the impeachment inquiry that exists across party lines. Evidence of that can be found in the fact that more than 300 national security professionals who served in Republican administrations and Democratic administrations have expressed public support for the impeachment inquiry.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt.
The Senate Intelligence Committee that I serve on has been asked to look at this to see if we can't assemble all of the facts. I think that gives us a responsibility to actually try to get the facts before we reach conclusions. Others who haven't been asked to do that might reach their conclusions a little quicker than we are.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In Huntington Beach, California,
something exploded.
Oh! A series of electrical explosions hurt at least five people during an Oktoberfest celebration. Fire Chief Jeff Lopez.
There is an underground vault containing three transformers, and one of those transformers exploded. And so that initial explosion knocked everybody down.
The exact cause of the explosion is still under investigation. Four homeless men were murdered and another seriously injured in New York City. New York PD Assistant Chief Stephen Yu said it began with the discovery of one homeless man who was dead on a sidewalk.
An expanded search of the area revealed three additional victims.
All of them were severely beaten with a blunt object.
The three males on East Broadway had severe head trauma and were pronounced deceased at the scene. The one male at 2 Bowery was pronounced deceased at the scene.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A legendary rock and jazz drummer has died. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A post on Ginger Baker's Facebook page says he passed away peacefully on Sunday morning. He was born in 1939 and started playing the drums and working in jazz and blues-style bands in the 1950s, and was a founding member in 1966 with Eric Clapton of Cream. He later worked with Clapton and Steve Winwood in Blind Faith, later forming Ginger Baker's Air Force with Winwood. Baker was also an accomplished polo sportsman. Ginger Baker was 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court is opening its nine-month term beginning Monday. They're scheduled to hear three cases on Tuesday. The court will turn to arguments in three related cases on a major LGBT rights dispute. The justices will consider whether a landmark federal anti-discrimination law that bars sex discrimination in the workplace will protect gay and transgender employees. Red tide has returned to Florida, and it's killing wildlife.
Scientists at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Research Institute say that samples taken from the waters off the shores of Collier County found high concentrations of toxic algae, and they also received reports of dead fish and cases of respiratory irritation. I'm John Popp.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.